Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week at Redeem the Commute. And this week we've looked at a story in the Bible of one of Jesus' followers, Peter, raising a woman from the dead. She was sick, she died, everybody thought it was too late, they were getting ready to bury her, they were reminiscing about her, having a wake, essentially. And one of Jesus' followers, Peter, shows up from afar, knowing that it's already too late, that she's died, spends some time alone with her in the room, prays to God, and she rises from the dead. Incredible story of hope in a hopeless situation, of God doing the impossible. And I think one of the most important things for us to see in this story is that Jesus and his death and resurrection weren't the end of the story. They were only the beginning. His followers, too, can be raised from the dead. Those who knew and loved and trusted Jesus have hope even beyond our physical death in this world. Just like God raised Jesus from the dead, God raises us from the dead if we've believed in him and been practicing life in God's kingdom. Basically, Jesus blazed a trail through death, not just for himself, but a trail that we could follow, where we could follow behind him. And as we walk that trail through life and then through death, we're learning what it means to live in God's kingdom so that when he returns to this life or when we die a physical death, we can rise again into new life in God's kingdom. And it'll be familiar. We'll be ready for it because we've been practicing it all through our lives here on earth. Now, all through Jesus' life, his miracles weren't just about, you know, suddenly changing the world and saying, okay, nobody's sick anymore, I'm going to fix everybody at once. A lot of people ask me that question about miracles. They say, well, why did Jesus heal one person and not everyone? Well, that's because Jesus was preparing this world for his kingdom, where he would heal everyone, where he'd restore this world to the way it was meant to be, with no sickness, pain, sorrow, death, and all that. That's his plan. And he was showing us that plan when he raised people from the dead, when he healed people, when he turned water into wine. All these miracles were about showing us what life in his kingdom would be like. He was bringing about his kingdom and wanting us to see little glimpses of that so we'd see what he was really up to. Tabitha's resurrection to life after death was an amazing faith-giving moment for those people that were there. They had faith, they believed. It was also a moment for us to see that Jesus' resurrection wasn't just for him, it was to be shared with his followers. But it was also encouragement for us to see how Peter acted in that situation. The kind of faith and trust and courage that Peter had to go into an impossible situation and to bring hope and life and healing. And to do it in the way that Peter did. You see, Peter didn't do it pointing to himself as the great healer. He was called not because of who he was, but because of who he was associated with, Jesus. When he arrives, he doesn't put on a big show. He kicks everybody out. He's alone in the room with the dead woman's body. And what does he do? He kneels down and prays. He asks God what God's plan is in this situation. And clearly God's plan was to raise this woman from the dead. He's not telling God what to do. He's telling God what he'd like to see, what he'd like to see done. He's asking God to intervene. I remember that when I was a hospital chaplain, being asked to pray with what I thought were hopeless cases. The doctor had told me this person has hours, minutes to live. And a family would ask me to pray with them that this person would live and be well. And I remember asking my supervisor, what do I do with this? When I've got the doctor saying they won't live, but the family wants them to live. And my supervisor, I remember telling me that prayer wasn't about us telling God what to do. It was telling us telling God what we want him to do, what we wish he would do. And that the best prayers always end with, thy will be done. So following in Peter's footsteps, who followed in Jesus' footsteps. So us following in Jesus and Peter's footsteps doesn't mean us telling God what to do and being faith healers, getting people up on a stage and yelling at them and pushing them down and telling them be healed because we said so. It means praying, asking God to give life and hope and help where there is none. And when it's God's will, letting that be done. And when it isn't God's will, letting that be done too. Even then, it still takes courage and faith and trust to look to God for healing in this world, not to ourselves and not to make something of ourselves in that moment, but to simply humbly pray for the well-being of others and say to God, thy will be done. So I want you to think a little bit about how to live that out this week. How can you be a healer? How can you bring healing, help, and hope to those in your life? So your challenge is to just stop and think, who in your life needs health, needs healing, needs hope? Who's a hopeless case? Then how can you pray for them? How can you bring healing to them? How can you help in tangible, physical ways, as well as in prayerful, spiritual ways? How can you follow in Jesus' footsteps and through Peter's footsteps in those impossible-looking situations when people seem to have no hope? How can you communicate God's hope to them? Hope you'll share with your discussion group how you're going to try to live that out today. Have a great discussion about that and put it into action, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect on this. Bye for now.